Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing My Girlfriend Changed Personality and Dumped Me. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend? I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing My Girlfriend Changed Personality and Dumped Me. And this podcast is based around the amount of questions and the amount of comments that I've received from men talking about this very subject. And I myself have experienced this many years ago as well. So I thought it would be a great podcast to do. And this is the theory and the reality that many men believe they are feeling, in which all of a sudden their girlfriend seems to go from loving them to dumping them. They go from being someone who has shown all of this affection, all of this attention, all of these loving mannerisms, and then out of nowhere, click of a finger, they end the relationship, they don't want to discuss it, they don't want to communicate, and in lots of instances, they are very quickly in another relationship. So there are a few things going on here, and I thought I would discuss them in today's podcast. The first thing to mention, and it's very important, is masculine and feminine energy. So although masculine and feminine energy is felt in both men and women, most men have a majority masculine core and most women have a majority feminine core. So for the sake of generalization in this particular podcast, when I'm talking about feminine energy, I am going to be talking about women, even though men do have feminine energy and some men are very feminine. But just for this particular podcast, that is how I'm going to be doing it. So it's just easier to understand and to listen to. So with feminine energy, you need to consider how it actually works. Feminine energy is like the wind. This means that opinions, thoughts, and feelings can travel from one place to the next, from here to there, swirling around very, very quickly. However, they are still genuine thoughts, feelings, and opinions. Just because your girlfriend says one thing one minute and one thing the next, it doesn't mean they're not both genuine. Some men do question whether their girlfriends ever loved them because they were told they were loved one moment and then probably a week, 2 weeks later, out of nowhere, a long-term relationship is finished, and the man can't get their head around it. They think, we've been together for a number of years, they told me they loved me only a week ago, only a few days ago, only yesterday, and all of a sudden they've dumped me. How can that be? They must have been lying. Well, not necessarily, because feminine energy is genuine. The only thing that makes it different from masculine energy is that it moves around quickly. Consider this well-known phrase, this well-known thing that lots of people will say as a saying, which is, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. And this is a well-known saying because it is based in fact. It is a woman's prerogative to change her mind because women, more so than men, will change their mind, will change their thoughts from opposite opinions, but they're still genuine. You just have to accept the fact that feminine energy moves like the wind. Masculine energy, in contrast to this, is built on a firm, sound foundation, which takes a longer time to shift. Ordinarily, people with a high masculine core, who in general are men, are going to take longer to shift their feelings. So what this normally means is that whereas in a relationship, a woman might initially be the one very quickly wanting to tie the man down to something serious, once the man is tied down, in general, the man is then very content. So think of it this way, you've got a man and a woman, they start dating, the woman wants it to be official, the woman wants it to be serious, the woman wants it to be exclusive. Most men will probably be holding back, most men will be probably waiting longer before they want to become exclusive. However, once they do become exclusive, most men are then set in kind of stone. You know, they've made their decision, they've made that shift, and there they are. So that shows masculine energy. It takes longer to shift. Again, still true opinions, still true feelings, but longer to shift. Whereas feminine energy, although it is just as genuine and truthful, it will move and shift quicker. So, in regards to a relationship breakup, what you need to consider is that your ex, your girlfriend, did love you when she said she did. However, she is now, for whatever reason, lost romantic attraction for you, and at this stage, she has decided to end the relationship. If she moves very quickly to another relationship, then quite possibly this will be a rebound, and it could easily be involving monkey branching. If you want to learn more about monkey branching or rebound relationships, then please subscribe to my podcasts and check out the ones I've done on those topics. But what you need to consider is that in these instances, it's not overly likely that their new relationship will last if they have suddenly gone straight from yourself to somebody else. It is not likely to last. And the positive thing to remember about feminine energy is that the way it can move and change and swirl, it works both for you and against you. So although you're very confused and distraught, you've been dumped out of nowhere, and they've said they never want to talk to you again, just consider that can flip back. If you behave in the correct way, if you do what I suggest and use my version of a no contact rule, which again you can find in my other podcasts, then you stand a great chance of getting your ex back. Because just because your ex has said to you, right, I'm never going to talk to you again, as we've just been through in this podcast, they can change their mind. If you behave correctly, then it doesn't matter that they've said, I'll never talk to you again. There is a good chance that they might want to. If you can raise their attraction again, if you can gain intrigue in their mind, if you can be somebody who really starts to make them miss you, then all of a sudden, that same person who said, I don't want to ever see you again, I don't want to talk to you again, I'm now with this other person, all of a sudden, they might get back in touch. Because feminine energy, once again, can bounce around. It can bounce around just as quick back to you as it did away from you. So just always remember that men and women are different. Masculine and feminine energy are different. And you might be thinking that your ex has been kidnapped by aliens and somebody else put in their place, because all of a sudden they look the same, but they just seem a completely different personality. All this is that they're using their natural feminine energy to change opinions very quickly. And although that doesn't help us out as men, that is just the truth, and we just have to understand that. If they told us that they loved us, then they did love us. That doesn't detract from that. But you have to remember, when a woman speaks, if they have high feminine energy, they are speaking in that moment. It's that moment. It doesn't count for next week, next month, next year. It's that moment. Their feelings are very much in a mindfulness state, you might say. You know, they live in the moment. What they say is what they feel. And that doesn't mean they're going to feel the same way in a few days' time. Of course, the longer relationship you have more feelings and more kind of backup, you might say, to maintain such a relationship. But it doesn't stop a woman's mind moving in different directions with the feminine energy. If you are making mistakes in your relationship, if you are doing things which are going to cause a loss of attraction, then a woman can quite easily go from loving you to not being interested in a very short space of time.